The only news talk station in Pensacola that shares the real stories behind the headlines. Every morning, Real News with Rick Outson. Weekday mornings at 7 a.m. on Pensacola's News Talk 1370, WCOA.
Welcome back. We are News Talk 1370 WCOA. I'm Rick Outson, and this is Real News. You're late for work. It's okay. Go ahead. Go through the line, get you another cup of coffee, get the AC going, and just enjoy this interview. The only statewide Democrat elected to office that we have is on the cabinet. She is the Florida Commissioner of Agriculture. She's giving up a re-election for that post to run for governor, and she's our guest this morning, Nikki Freed. Nikki, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners.
Go Gators.
Go Gators, absolutely. We've got a big game that's coming up this Saturday.
It is. Of course, for our listeners, Nikki got all her degrees from the University of Florida. She's former student body president. She has always been a rising star out there. Why run for governor? You could have gone for another 4 years as Commissioner of Agriculture. Why step up and take the challenge of running for governor?
You know, I'm somebody who my entire life has stood up against injustice. When I see a wrong in society, it's my obligation to stand up. And after 25 straight years of Republican rule in our state, and especially where this governor has taken us to an extreme, listening to really only the radical right, and that's only about 20% of our state, I thought that I had an obligation to challenge him because our state deserves so much better than what they have been getting. From this governor, he creates division. He creates chaos. He yells at people who are in opposition to his beliefs. And the people of our state want a rational, sensible, calm leader to get us through times like this. And we just are not seeing that from this governor. And I just felt like we had to put our best foot forward as Democrats. And I know I did it in 2018, and we can do it again in 2022.
Well, you did. In 2018, you ran against Matt Caldwell, who was considered a highly favored to become, once he got out of his primary, that he would be a shoe-in to the office. No one really knew you that much, knew you that well. It came out of nowhere, and it was probably the biggest upset of the day. I think Democrats would have loved to have seen more upsets, but this is the one that to finally have a Democrat in the cabinet after decades of not, that's been a challenge for you. Talk about a little bit about that, because you're in the room where it happens, and not always the welcome guest in the room.
And sometimes not even welcomed in. I really had such high hopes for this cabinet. All four of us, they're the age of 50 with young families. I had known Ashley Moody since undergrad in law school at the University of Florida. Knew Jimmy Patronis from his days in the legislature, really thought that this was going to be an opportunity for us to show the rest of the country how we can come together as a cabinet to govern our state. And unfortunately, that's just not what happened. But you know what? I'm somebody who's always up for a challenge. I don't get put into a corner very easily, and I don't take it very well. And so it's given me an opportunity to really showcase the distinctions between our types of leadership and what it looks like for transparency and just honesty with the elected people, with our people of our state. And, you know, so while I'm not always welcomed in the room, I'm certainly there and leading a voice that has not had a seat at the table for almost 25 years. So I take on that challenge, and I do it with a smile on my face because I know that I am on the right side of history, and that's being on the right side of the people of our state.
Well, the polling is showing that DeSantis is vulnerable, that the poll is showing that both you and Charlie Crist do very well with him in a head-to-head election. What do you think, why do you think that's happening? Because on one side, we get a lot of media saying that DeSantis is, and he's trying to hold on, that Florida's doing it right and the rest of the country needs to be like Florida. Why do you think the polls are showing us a different story?
Because the people of our state are finally waking up. You know, they're seeing where this governor has taken the state. You know, we first had an atrocious 2021 legislative session where they passed statutes and passed laws that were not in the best interest of the people of our state, making it harder for people to vote, making it easier to put people into jail and to prison for coming to protest and speaking up by going after transgender kids, asking for professors in colleges and universities to declare their you know, partisan beliefs. And that's not where the people of our state are. And certainly during this last few months of this pandemic, our governor, again, is showing who he truly is. He has been void of leadership, hasn't been here. We finally, after one of our legislators had to sue, are we getting the numbers of our deaths per county. Mm-hmm. They stopped reporting numbers months ago. He stopped talking about the vaccine and the pandemic at a time when Delta was going rampant through our state. Hospitals were at capacity. And then going after our school board members for trying to do what's right for their own communities. And the people of our state are not with him on giving our local control for masks for our schools. A poll came out today that showed 71% of our Floridians and are in favor of masks, allowing local control for masks when it comes to our schools. So he's taking these positions that are contrary to the people of our state and doing it in an aggressive, angry, divisive way, and empowering people that are not speaking truth. I mean, look, we had a press conference this week that you had somebody who stood next to him talking about why he is not taking the vaccine and spreading misinformation that is just blatantly not true. And the governor stood by and said nothing. And then yesterday in a press conference forgot that the comment was even made. So just he's now not only corrupt, but he's spreading lies and misinformation, and he's just a liar. And the people of our state are finally waking up and saying, this is not who we want to be governing our state. And so that's why you're starting to see him decrease in polls. And he's spending so much time outside of the state of Florida fundraising for his 2024 bid.
The voice you're listening to is Florida Agricultural Commissioner Nikki Fried, candidate for governor. Of course, we're News Talk, 1370 WCOA, Real News, with Rick Outson. Democratic candidate, Nikki. You know, the Democratic Party has always been, for years, has been the party that you have to wait your turn. The candidate that comes out of the Democratic primary, for the most part, last time was different with Gillum doing better than Graham. But for the most part, the party has always been a wait your turn party. You're challenging that with Chris. You know, some people are saying, Chris, this is his time, and you should wait your turn. What's your reply to that?
I haven't waited my turn for anything in life, and we'll start there. But more importantly, the Democratic Party is looking for something new. You know, we have no choice to not put up our best candidate who's going to be able to beat Ron DeSantis. This is a moment in history that we as a state and as a nation have to decide what is important to us. Are we going to defend democracy? Are we going to defend the things that are ingrained in our Constitution? And we need somebody who is a fierce fighter, somebody who has been a Democrat her whole entire life. And so our party is looking for that person, and that's going to be me. Without a doubt, I have been a fierce fighter as a member of the cabinet for the last 2.5 years, been a Democrat since I was old enough to register to vote, been fighting for these issues my entire life. And so the party is wanting that fresh face, that fresh perspective, and somebody who's already been battle-tested. I've won statewide in the last, you know, the only one since 2012, and it was Alex Sink. And so I've been battle-tested across the entire state of Florida, and I'm a winner. And that's what the Democrats are looking for, something new, somebody who can win, and somebody who has the same morals and the same guiding post that they do, and that would be me.
Nikki, when will be the next time you're up our way in the panhandle?
I live here in Tallahassee now.
I don't call that the panhandle. I'm sorry. I know Tallahassee does, but we don't.
Well, we're over in your neck of the woods on a pretty frequent basis, so we can definitely find some time to come at it and see you live.
Okay, great. Nikki, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Have a good day, everyone.
Take care.